Wisconsin voters head to the polls today, where the high-profile race is a four-way Democratic primary for governor. It's Tuesday, August 11th. This is Wisconsin Today Morning News. Good morning. I'm Courtney Everett. Coming up, Madison police identify the officer involved in a high-profile shooting last month. And the Universities of Wisconsin wants to train 35,000 new healthcare professionals over the next decade. Stay with us.
The headlines might change and change again. And again, but our commitment to the facts won't budge.
Did he give any evidence that this agency, as he said, is run by radical lunatics?
Let me just understand something here. So the White House wants universities to monitor students.
Let's try to get the facts out. What is driving this?
Stay focused and informed with Morning Edition from NPR News every weekday.
Polls are open from 7 a.m. until 8 p.m. today as Wisconsinites cast their ballots. If you're voting in a partisan primary, you need to choose one political party when you get to the polls and then only vote for candidates from that party. As Wisconsin Elections Commission Administrator Megan Wolf explains.
The voter does choose to not follow the directions and vote in more than one party's primary, then their votes would not be counted for those contests.
On the Democratic side, four candidates are competing for a chance to be Wisconsin's next governor. The winner of that primary is expected to face Republican Tom Tiffany in November's general election. A photo ID is needed to vote. Voter registration is available at the polls until 8 p.m. tonight, and absentee ballots need to be received by that time in order to be counted. Candidates running for Wisconsin governor made their final pitches to voters in the run-up to the primary today. Joe Schultz reports.
State Representative Francesca Hong, a Democratic Socialist, has had a commanding lead in recent polls of Democratic primary voters. But Governor Tony Evers has thrown his support behind Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley. He reaffirmed that support in Oshkosh Monday.
There's probably 30 people in that room that can do a better job than Tom Tiffany. There's no question about that. But who can lead us? The one that has the most experience leading, and that's him.
Meanwhile, Hong met with voters in Wausau on Friday.
It's time that we fight back against this rigged system and actually put working class people first.
Also running in the Democratic primary are State Senator Kelda Royes and former Department of Administration Secretary Joel Brennan. Joe Schultz, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Wisconsin's Department of Justice has released the name of the Madison officer who fatally shot a man on July 22nd. The officer's name is Kyle Badinger Peterson. He has nearly 11 years of law enforcement experience. Investigators say he fired his gun after 38-year-old Corey Ruiz pulled out a knife during an attempted arrest. They say the officer was injured by that knife. During the struggle, the DOJ says two other officers used a taser on Ruiz, quote, without success. Ruiz was pronounced dead at a local hospital. Badinger Peterson is on leave along with three other Madison officers while the state's DOJ investigates the shooting. Wisconsin's Professional Police Association says the officers have been cooperating with that investigation. The police union also said it has serious concerns for the officer's safety and urged people not to prejudge the incident before the investigation concludes. The Universities of Wisconsin wants to train 35,000 new healthcare professionals over the next decade. Corrine Hess has more on the $90 million proposal.
The Healthy Wisconsin proposal is the first initiative university system leaders have unveiled from the 2027-29 budget proposal that will be presented to the state legislature and governor in the fall. Interim System President Renee Wachter says she has heard access to health care is one of the greatest challenges people have in the state.
We are very prepared at the Universities of Wisconsin to help solve that challenge, as we have in generations past solved some of the greatest challenges within the state.
A recent report by the Wisconsin Hospital Association estimates that by 2040, demand for healthcare will increase 10% above current levels. Wachter and other system executives are crossing the state this week to gain support for the budget proposal. Corrine Hess, Wisconsin Public Radio.
A fire that destroyed an elementary school in Milwaukee started when rags soaked with chemicals spontaneously combusted. The fire started inside Lincoln Avenue School in the early morning hours of June 30th. Milwaukee Fire Chief Aaron Lipsky said surveillance video showed cleaning staff throwing the rags soaked with chemicals into a plastic garbage can. Brenda Casilius is the Milwaukee Public Schools superintendent.
We worked immediately with our facilities team to provide training and updates to our procedures to reduce the risk of anything of this happening again.
The building is a total loss and will be demolished. Students will transition to a nearby high school when class starts. The elementary school did not have a sprinkler system. Only 22 of the district's 139 buildings do. Coming up after the break, arborists are concerned that trees damaged by recent storms will be vulnerable to oak wilt. Stay with us.
Wisconsin Public Radio stays connected with the whole state. Thanks to its network of 8 bureaus, with reporters on the ground across Wisconsin, WPR provides a news service that connects with issues that matter to your life. Stay in touch with WPR.
Invasive insects, drought, and disease are causing the death and decline of Wisconsin's oak trees. Michael Hillstrom is the Forest and Pest Coordinator for the state's Department of Natural Resources. He says multiple drought years in a row from 2022 to 2024 created a boom in the spongy moth population. A fungus that kills the species can only survive in wet soils.
We generally have not seen in the past a three-year outbreak this severe.
Spongy moths are invasive insects that eat the leaves of oak trees. Without leaves, trees struggle to produce the food they need to grow. He says this year spongy moths aren't as prevalent, but many oak trees are still recovering from the previous outbreak. Arborists say decline from spongy moths can be caught early, and those trees can often be saved. And now for a check of the forecast as you head to the polls for primary day. Morning sprinkles in central and scattered showers and thunderstorms in the south. Expect decreasing clouds in the northwest early and elsewhere in the afternoon, and still muggy. Highs will reach the low to mid-80s statewide. Tonight, partly cloudy with areas of fog forming. Lows will drop in the upper 50s to mid-60s. For tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy, isolated showers or thunderstorms in the afternoon, and highs will reach in the low to mid-80s. And that's all for this Tuesday for Wisconsin Today Morning News. I'm Courtney Everett. And a special shout out to our producer today, Rob Menser. And don't forget, on this election day, head to WPR.org/elections, where you can find our very handy voter guide to find out who you want to vote for. We'll see you back here for all of our election coverage tomorrow.